Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
Well, I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. I remember somehow once I ended up on a Catholic website, and truthfully even forgot what I was searching for. But while there, I noticed a plaque for sale. It reminded me on the one that I'd seen before. But this time, it stirred in my spirit. I immediately knew that I was right about the things listed. There were seven of them. But that was an easy fix, as I instantly knew what other things to add to the list. But here are seven things we can count on. Number one, trust in His timing. Trust in His timing. I will admit to you, this sounds easier than it is. You laid your petition, your expectations before the Lord in prayer, and you're waiting.
Psalm 31, verses 14 and 15. Psalm 31, 14 and 15 in the Classic Amplified Bible. But I trusted in, relied on, and was confident in You, O Lord. I said, You are my God. My times are in Your hands.
Here are four important facts to remember as we trust God and His timing. First, know that God wants to bless us. Know that God wants to bless us. Jeremiah 29:11, New International Version. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future.
Second, as we wait for the future movement, remember and celebrate past victories. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4 in the New Living Translation. For the Lord your God is going with you. He will fight for you against your enemies, and He will give you victory.
Third, know that God always, always hears our prayers and answers. Jeremiah 29:12, Classic Amplified. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me. I will hear and heed you.
Fourth, while waiting for His timing, know that He will be glorified. Isaiah 25, verse 1 in the Classic Amplified Bible. O Lord, You are my God. I will exalt You. I will praise Your name, for You have done wonderful things, even purposes planned of old and fulfilled in faithfulness and truth.
Number two, rely on His promises. There's no other way to say it. Rely on His promises. See, God promises us peace no matter what's going on around us. Isaiah 26:3 in the New Living Translation. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in You, all whose thoughts are fixed on You.
God promises our prosperity regardless of our current circumstances. Philippians 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
God promises our healing in spite of what doctors say. Isaiah 53:5. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed.
God promises our victory over every attack of the enemy. Hebrews 13, verse 6 in the Classic Amplified Bible. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me?
Number three, wait for His answers. Wait for His answers. Some years ago, the late Dr. Robert Schuller wrote an excellent book entitled Delay Doesn't Mean Denial. Well, we may not know God's timing, but we can be absolutely certain that he will answer us. Psalm 86:7, the Living Bible. Every time I'm in trouble, I call on you, confident that you will answer. Not only will God answer our prayers in time of trouble, he will empower us with strength.
Psalm 50:15, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. The New Living Translation of Psalm 50:15 says it this way. Then call on me when you are in trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will give me the glory.
When our Heavenly Father answers our prayers as he promised, we are to honor him, glorify him, praise him, because he longs to honor us too. Psalm 138:3, New Living Translation. As soon as I pray, you answer me. You encourage me by giving me strength. Now, here's an interesting thought. The strength God gives us is not that of a natural person, but one of supernatural power. Can somebody say hallelujah? Number four, rejoice in his goodness. Rejoice in his goodness. Three scriptures give us seven reasons and more as to why we should rejoice in his goodness.
2 Peter 1:3 in the Living Bible. For as you know him better, he will give you through his great power everything you need for living a truly good life. He even shares his own glory and his own goodness with us. And 2 Corinthians 9:10 in the Amplified Bible. And God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifest itself in act of goodness, kindness, and charity. And last, 2 Chronicles 6:41. Let your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints, your zealous ones, rejoice in good and in your goodness.
Here are seven reasons we can rejoice in his goodness. First, God created us in his image, after his likeness. Second, God sent his only begotten Son to save us from the bondage of sin and eternity in hell. Third, we're sent the Holy Spirit as a comforter, counselor. Fourth, through God's great power, he gives everything we need for living the good life. Fifth, God provides seed for the sower, and he also multiplies our resources for sowing and thus reaping. Sixth, he increases the fruits of his righteousness, manifesting itself through active goodness, kindness, and charity. And seventh, God shares his goodness with us. A lot of power in those three verses that my fine wife just read. Number five, relax in his presence. Relax in his presence.
Psalm 9:9 in the Message Bible. God's a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry you knocked. We need to be mentally and spiritually prepared to open our hearts to receive what God is sending our way. Mentally, spiritually prepared to open our hearts. Jude 1:1 in the Message Bible. Relax. Everything's going to be all right. Rest. Everything's coming together. Open your hearts. Love is on the way. When we allow ourselves to rest and relax in him, something's coming our way. Daniel 12:13 in the Message Bible. And you go about your business without fretting or worrying. Relax. When it's all over, you will be on your feet to receive your reward.
It's important that we choose the proper time and amount of time to relax, to clear our mental thought processes from the swirl of what's going on around us daily. As we relax in His presence, a spiritual and mental clarity will be loosed in our lives. Number six, rest in His love.
Zephaniah 3:17 in the Classic Amplified Bible. The Lord your God is in the midst of you, a mighty one, a Savior who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in silent satisfaction. And in His love, He will be silent and make no mention of past sins or even recall them. He will exalt over you with singing.
It is great, it is glorious to know that God is in the midst of us because He loves us. I must tell you, I just think it's rather cool that God is rejoicing over each of us so much that He's even singing about us. The King James Version says that God will joy over thee with singing. The Contemporary English Version of Zephaniah 3:17 says it this way. He celebrates and sings because of you, and He will refresh your life with His love. Having God singing over us is so much cooler than anything that's ever been shown on America's Got Talent or any other concert. Number seven, believe in His miracles.
Psalm 86, verses 8 and 10 in the New Living Translation. Nowhere among the pagan gods is there a God like you, O Lord. There are no other miracles like yours, for you are great and perform great miracles. You alone are God.
We serve a God of miracles. A miracle is the supernatural intervention of God in the problems of our daily lives. By believing in the power of God, we have nothing to lose and everything to gain. At some point in our lives, we will either be forced to live in the potential of our faith or with the consequences of our doubt. There's no such thing as a surprise miracle. We plan for it, pray for it, sow for it, and yes, even visualize it. God begins every miracle with a mental photograph. This is normal. Every architect draws a picture before the building begins. The couch or chairs that you're sitting on, someone visualized them before they ever became a reality. Today, we encourage you to visualize your miracle. In fact, I want you to write this down. I need to visualize my miracle. I need to visualize my miracle. Ray needs to visualize his and Brenda's miracle. Personalize it for you. Believe for your miracle and then visualize it. This has been 7 things that we can count on because that's what God says in His Word. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, I want to encourage you to make a particular effort tonight to watch Sunday Night Live, 6 p.m. Teaching tonight is Overcoming Troubled Times. And that may seem like it's a negative, but it's not. It's an extremely positive teaching. Join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. And as always, you can watch it live by going to heraldherring.com and double-clicking where it says Join Harold and Bev. And as always, we'll have an outline with all the key points and scriptures in full. 6 p.m. tonight, heraldherring.com. Click Join Harold and Bev, Sunday Night Live. If you've been blessed by today's teaching, go to heraldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we'll ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, or tomorrow morning, and or tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Thank you for your support. By the way, if you hadn't gotten it already, we've got a letter on the way to you. And the key to it is to go deeper and believe bigger. It'll strengthen your faith and encourage you. Make sure you read it. Look for it. Well, till tonight, bless you. Bye-bye.